All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it's been in the news more as far as, you know, Kevin Durant and his image. And obviously, you know, he's not gotten into anything off the court. I mean, he's been a stand-up citizen off the court. But, you know, his behavior on the court, you know, really raises some eyebrows. I mean, at the very least, Durant is one of the top three players in the NBA right now. But you just have to wonder what he's doing. And I bring it up because since he joined the Warriors last season, this guy has been racking up the technical fouls. This season alone, Kevin Durant has 14 technical fouls. He recently got thrown out of a game for his antics, and it's one of those things that a player of his caliber should not be recognized for this. Make no mistake about it. Kevin Durant has been influenced, and he's allowed himself to be influenced by Golden State Warriors power forward Draymond Green. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think Draymond Green is a great talent, but he's out there and he's acting like a fake tough guy. You know, he's trying to do things to agitate people on the court, and he does, and sometimes, you know, it gets physical, and he does it because he knows that he can get away with it because there's nobody out there that is going to retaliate against him. And now you look at Durant, who, since he's joined the Warriors, he himself has become a fake tough guy as well. And to me, I think he's trying to be something that he isn't. And it's sad because with a guy of Durant's talent, he should be a leader. And instead, Durant has allowed himself to be more of a follower. And you just have to ask yourself, will this hurt the Warriors in the playoffs? And there is a possibility for it. You go back 2 years ago when Golden State blew a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals to the Cleveland Cavaliers. It all began to unravel in Game 4 when Draymond was assessed with a technical foul. Of course, he had a double technical. He got one, and LeBron James got one. But it was a situation, since that was Draymond's fifth technical foul for the postseason, he automatically had to sit out a game, which was Game 5. And Cleveland got their momentum, and of course, the rest is history, as you know, they came from 3-1 down to win the NBA Finals. So obviously, you know, that hurt the Warriors. Now you're talking about for Golden State. Steph Curry is out right now with a knee injury. You know, they're doing it with Durant, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. The Warriors are hopeful that Steph Curry can come back for the second round if they are able to advance. Now, it's a situation with Steph Curry not at 100%, because I doubt that he's going to be at 100% when he returns, and I doubt that he's going to be at 100% for the rest of the Warriors season. The Golden State needs Kevin Durant more than they did last year. And of course, we saw Durant take over in the NBA Finals, and as there was nobody on the Cavaliers who could stop him, but he's going to have to be even more locked in. And it's a situation where Steph Curry's probably going to have to be the fourth option. And I say that because it's going to need to be KD, Klay Thompson, Draymond, and then Steph for Golden State in the playoffs. And with that said, what you're seeing from Kevin Durant as far as his antics ain't going to work, because if he gets thrown out of a game in the playoffs, or if he gets suspended, and you're talking about a second round series or even a Western Conference Finals with the Houston Rockets, or if Golden State is able to advance even further than that, the possibility of them winning that game are slim to none. And we've all seen it in the postseason. Your margin for error is very, very small. So I don't know you know, what type of, you know, courage, to say the least, that Kevin Durant has begun to drink since he got to the Bay Area. But the bottom line is he needs to check himself real fast, because what is a good season for the Golden State Warriors and what has the potential to be great for them, because obviously after you've tasted championship gold, you don't want to take that step back. Things could unravel very quickly if Durant does not get his act together. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.